What's up, y'all? I'm Tasia.
I'm Camo.
And you're listening to Unfazed and Unbothered.
You might know us from TikTok.
She's so cute and gorgeous.
But the tea is, it's not always been so cute and gorgeous.
But through it all, we've remained unfazed and unbothered.
Find out how we went from trauma to counting commas. I spent years in a hospital bed.
And I spent years in the system.
Find out all about that on Unfazed and Unbothered. Pause the show you're streaming now and subscribe to Unfazed and Unbothered. You don't want to miss out. You can stream it on everywhere podcasts are available, okay? Do you hear me? Subscribe now. Thank you so much.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show, but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
what do you think? I need for me. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
Who's Abdul's Awesome Team?
Well, I beat Abdul's Awesome Team. I had a really poor performance. Came down to Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams for me. They kind of sealed the deal. Aaron Rodgers had 37 points, but nobody else did anything for me this week. I had a rough week. Kittle didn't do nothing. Robbie Anderson didn't do anything. And the Washington defense has really let me down this year.
Yeah, I get I think I play Nick next. He 2-0. So we'll see how we do. I'm glad. See,
I play people.
Oh, damn. Oh, next week gonna be something.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sir. Oh yeah. Next week, me versus Nick, you versus people. That's gonna be interesting. Yeah. That's gonna be interesting. But yeah. So in situations like this, I'm glad Derrick Henry went ahead and got that out of the system. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was now he did that shit against B. So I should be hopefully I can avoid most of that next week. Cause it, you know, his team really is trash if you really look at it. He shouldn't be 2-0.
Stoke, yeah, I saw what you won. You who did you beat?
Oh yeah, Marty won. He said he should have won in week one, so he's 1-1. I'll go down the list. So 12 Kyle, shout out to 12 Kyle. He's 2-0. Jay Snapshots is 1-1. B is 1-1 with the NFL is racist. I'm 1-1 with the NFL ain't shit. That's my team name. Marty Splendid Team is 1-1. I'm About to Win is 1-1. Abdullah's Awesome Team is 1-1. Stokes Gridiron is 1-1. Shelton just said he's 1-1. And the only teams without wins is Raphael's reasonable team, double A batteries, double A RB batteries.
Well, man, I'm 0-2, bro.
With 194 points on the season. That's man, scores might be a problem for y'all, man. Y'all got to fix that.
Like I said,
we'll get going as the season goes on.
All right.
I have faith in my squad.
Okay.
Alex Hayes with the super chat. Alex Hayes said the Chargers gave that game away. Cowboys still got problems.
I got robbed. I should have had, you know, but I'm cool with it because I won, because that illegal motion or illegal shift, that was a touchdown. And then it was, and then of course, Herbert with a bad INT. And then I think Keenan fell down or something like that. So I should have had at least 20 some more points. But it's cool though. As long as I win, I'm okay with it. Man, bro, every time. But as long as I get a win, I'm okay, because I know those points will come back at some point when I need them. So, you know, that's fine. But all right. So yeah, that's where we are. That's the fantasy update for this week. So still a long way to go, y'all. So anything can happen. Injuries already impacting the FIFO and everybody else. So you know, staying healthy is part of the game as well. All right, so I guess let's jump into some of these games, man. Like, we can start with
– we got two more quick super chats I can read real quick. Cage Ragnarok, what's happening? What's that? Hey, we appreciate the super chat love, man. They help keep the channel going, help keep us growing. We got some changes coming about to be excited about, and y'all just help keep us going with this. Cage Ragnarok says, shout out to Aaron Rodgers. People on drugs thinking he fell off over one game. We'll get to that. Eric Kirby, what's happening, Eric Kirby? We'll come back to that case right now. Don't let us forget. Because, I mean, yeah, they are crazy thinking he fell off, but that one game was against the Lions. Shout out to Eric Kirby. What's up, Eric Kirby? He said, do any of you guys know why they took Max off first take? Yes, we do. And do you guys think it was a good thing or a bad thing? Yes, they took Max off first take because Stephen A., what was it? they wanted it to be a more fluid situation. Max was only supposed to be on there for a short time. Stephen A. felt like Max kind of made it stale. It was his urging to get him off. It wasn't his decision, he says, but it was his urging to the network to take Max off the show and to do something else with Matt.
You know, that's the word choice there. Stephen A. being a writer is real slick with that. He got him off the show.
Yes.
Now he's trying to say, you know, it was their decision to do it. And I think the credence,
corporate, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it kind of makes it seem like he's not the bad guy, but you still told them to take him off. If you don't say anything, Matt's still on the show.
Yep.
So, you know, your decision was to go tell the decision makers that I want him off the show. Yep. So at the end of the day, if you don't make that decision, then they don't make their decision. Now, you know, they waited a couple of years because the show was working, but, you know, you ultimately got him off the show. And I somewhat feel Stephen A. in the sense that it was supposed to be short term. And I think he said 2 or 3 years. So if Matt's overstayed his welcome, then, you know, I also get that as well. He was like, yeah, you're not even supposed to be here. So I would be annoyed with that if this was just supposed to be a temporary thing. But as far as it being a good or a bad thing, Eric, I will say that I've watched the last two. I listened to the podcast and I watched the one today. He had Keyshawn Johnson on and he's not really that entertaining, but
I don't like Keyshawn.
Yeah, nah, he isn't. He's a little dry, but Michael Irvin is a goddamn fool. Mm-hmm. Michael Irvin is a fool. Ryan Clark is a fool. So I think what Stephen A. was going for, and I actually put this in our group chat that we have for Dead in Sports, is they went for a Dead in Sports feel. And I'm calling them out. I'm calling y'all out, First Take. Somebody saw it and y'all wanted to get like us, where it's just people talking and boys talking and having a good time. And he gets a chance to kind of let loose, you know, with, you know, brothers and, you know, some white folks that come on there. Tebow's the only one that's been on there. So I like it a little bit better because Matt's is stiff. You know, mm-hmm. He just argues the point and that's it. So it's okay. I think Molly needs to figure out her place because she always talking.
Yeah, I've always thought.
Yeah.
I've always thought that was an awkward fit. I don't know about
Molly. I'm okay with her talking. It's just she got to pick her spots.
She tries to yell over everything, yes, all the time.
Yes.
It's like double dutch. You got to know when to jump, yep, in that thing. And she's always trying to get her.
Yeah.
Even moving the segments along. Yep. She's very aggressive with that. And it's kind of awkward. It's been that way since the beginning. I don't know why they ain't fixed it yet or said, hey, like, you got to kind of ease
your. So how would you feel if they had like an all-woman sports show?
They do. It's called First Take, Her Take.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a podcast. I don't know if it's a TV show.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't listened to it, but I love the idea. Mm. There need to be more. Women watch sports heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think they're underrepresented. But anyway, yeah, I especially when basketball come around, I think this is going to be the type of show that I would like to watch more than Matt's. Matt's just, after a while, I used to like him. Then I'm like, okay, I see the fallacies in a lot of your argument. You're not really, you know, paying attention to a lot of shit. So he kind of reminds me of Nick. Oh, man, just be saying shit to be saying shit. Ben Simmons, Doc Rivers. We'll get to that later. And we'll get to a problem when Nick get here. Anyway, but yeah, back to the other super chat about Aaron Rodgers. You want to read that one, and then we'll get to this Aaron Rodgers-Detroit game.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Aaron Rodgers. People were on drugs thinking he fell off over one game.
Well, I will say that it did not look good. For Aaron Rodgers against an elite defense, or what appeared to be an elite defense. And and considering the fact that they were missing five starters this week versus the Panthers, we kind of saw that it's possible that they were an elite defense. But at the same time, you know, I think Eric and Aaron Rodgers yourself, you guys played against a Detroit team. And let me tell you about this Detroit team with what a coach that, you know, wears muscle tees on the sideline. You know, I feel like I'm calling now. I'm judging coaches by their appearance. But it looks weird. You know, you look like you're one of the boys. But the biggest thing that I, because I when I got home, I recorded the game and I kind of skimmed through it to watch it, because I wanted to see what Tonyan does because he's on my team. And the Lions have 15 rookies on that team.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Their secondary are mostly rookies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, at some point you're going to light them up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kept the safeties back, so Aaron was just taking what they gave him. But I could tell Aaron was frustrated. There was one time he ran, and Aaron Jones ran for like 8 yards. Mm-hmm. And and they showed to Aaron Rodgers, he was just shaking his head. And I'm like, he want to throw the ball. And then he threw a 50-yarder to Devontae Adams. They're like, he ain't with this running shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's easy to take care of fucking – to take advantage of rookies. Let me see what you do next week.
Now, but hold on, though. There was about 2 throws in that game. That was like, holy moly.
That was true. Yeah.
Especially that one to Tonyan. Yo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't know how you got that.
Yo.
We do this every year.
And I replayed that thing like 3-4 times. I'm like, how? He technically wasn't open.
No, he wasn't.
When you see that, yo,
I thought somebody knocked the ball down. I was surprised he caught that shit. That it was pinpoint.
Pinpoint.
Yeah.
It's like he just put it there.
Yeah.
Yo, that's nuts.
What was the other one? The one to Devontae Adams?
Yep. Devontae Adams.
Yep.
Yeah. Way he had the jump back. Basket.
Yeah.
Bro. Oh, wait, you talking about the one? Oh, the 50 yarder?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the one that Aaron was kind of rolling out to his right and he threw that bitch to the middle of the field. And Devontae had to jump up and catch it. Yeah, he had the hot
corner. No, I'm talking the bread basket.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet.
That was nice, Devontae, but that was Aaron. And he had a couple nice throws, but that first half didn't look like much of the same. Mm-hmm.
And if you're Detroit, why did you kind of go away from that? Like, I don't know if they went away from their defense strategy or whatnot, but, you know, keep everything in front of you. Don't put them boys out there on an island by themselves. So yeah, I didn't get that at all, but yeah, I mean he always has a couple of throws like that. I guess my thing is that it's the fucking Lions with a very young team,
yeah,
and a young coach that right now don't look like he know what the hell he's doing
at all. What you got, Q? Did Q freeze up?
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to rejoin.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was just the face he was making. Anyway, I thought the same thing. I mean, that's my fantasy quarterback. So, you know, of course, I'm hoping he does what he do. But he has a couple of those touchdown passes. He had 4, but one was like 1 yard. One was 2 yards. Those running plays are basically what they are.
Mm-hmm.
One was a shovel pass. He threw for like 230-something yards, 22 for 27. So he really didn't blow them away. There was a couple of nice throws, and he managed the offense. His game is kind of like an effective running game almost.
Exactly.
His passing is a running game. So in saying that, he managed the game in that first half. He didn't play great. He didn't. What I'm used to seeing from Aaron Rodgers is pocket presence and control. He looks lost at times out there in the pocket. And it's kind of funny to watch it because I ain't never seen him do that. Like, he's just standing there waiting, and the pressure comes, and he folds. One time he ran right into a sack.
Like, mm-hmm.
That's not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Brocker's coming off the left.
Yeah, that's not Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I'm used to seeing from him. So in saying that, he's not the same as he's been in the past. He's just not right now. And it was, like I said, overall it was a good game stat-wise because he threw 4 touchdowns. But overall, like I said, if you look at the game in its totality, there's still room for improvement. And with tougher defense, it's going to be a tough hill to climb. It's going to be a tough hill to climb. And that defense is not good either.
He wasn't in OTAs, right? He didn't perform any offseason anything. Oh. He ain't playing no preseason.
Right.
So this is part of Aaron Rodgers' personal preseason right now.
Yes.
You know, and I think that it's a lucky, you know, by way of schedule to have Detroit second.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like a preseason game. I don't think we're going to see the real Packers until about week 4 or 5, maybe 6. You know, or at least where they're a well-oiled machine. You know what I'm saying? Look, we know football, especially quarterbacking at that type of level, has a lot to do with rhythm. There's no rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Also, you notice that those other wideouts, you take Devontae Adams off that field.
Oh, it's night and day.
The other wideouts did nothing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, nobody else caught a ball. from the wide receiver position other than Randall Cobb. Had like a couple catches. He has like 26 yards receiving. Several times his timing was off with Scantling down the field. He threw a couple bombs to him and he didn't catch any of them. So, and that's been that way for the first 2 weeks. But like you said, FIFO, I think that over time they'll get their rhythm down. But I worry about, as far as the team goes, I worry about the defense. That defense just, it came together a little bit late. But like I said, early on, Detroit was having their way. They was hitting Hawkinson. He was making all, he caught 8 catches or something like that. He was doing what he wanted to do. And that Saints game, same thing. It was like Saints had their way. They just did what they wanted to do. Yeah. So in saying that, that scares me for that team going forward.
Man, what y'all talking about in the chat? Y'all talking about this Ben Simmons thing? What? Who was that?
We're going to get to it, ain't we? Let me read a couple of these super chats. They come in heavy. I appreciate the love, man. We really do appreciate that because we need that. Igwe EK said, Flock Nation, boy, let's go. I ain't even realize who Flock Nation was. I forgot.
Who is Flock Nation?
The Ravens. And we'll get to that game.
Yeah, that's the next game on the list.
Tracy G said Aaron Rodgers had the quote of the year. Keep the trolls off your back. Yes, he did say it.
Is it quote of the year?
So far, yeah. And he's going to have to do it week after week now because they're going to be right back the first time he have a bad performance.
They ain't trolling.
Now he knows what it feels like to be a black quarterback in the league.
That's real.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, we do this every year with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't give a good goddamn with what he does against Detroit. Like, do it in the NFC Championship game, bro. Stop crying. I don't care. You haven't done shit since Lil Wayne was the hottest rapper alive. Like, do something now. Like, we do this every year. Aaron Rodgers looks so great against Detroit. Detroit is one of the worst football, not even football, one of the worst sports franchises in the world. And we acting like this man just, like, come on, bro. Like, the bar has to raise up a little bit more. And it has to be a Super Bowl berth or a win. I'm not accepting anything less. If this is the best throw of the football we've ever seen, then let's do it. Like, it's just stupid.
Well, he's the second best now.
Oh, jeez.
He is.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I feel that cute. That's why, you know, I wanted to highlight the rookies. And, you know, that yeah, he's going to make it a little easy against them. So, you know. Right. That is what it is. So we'll see. That's why I said we'll see. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yep.
A couple quick more super chats. Brendan Irvin, what's up, Brendan? Brendan says, so far, who you think going to win the MVP? That's an easy one. We're going to ask Ken that first. I want to know what Ken has to say about this question.
About MVP?
Yes.
Think
long, you think wrong. That's the easiest question ever.
Well, if Patrick Mahomes, then.
If the current pace continues the way it is, who's going to win the MVP? And don't play, man. You got to say.
Patrick Mahomes.
Tom Brady.
He's joking, Q.
Patrick Mahomes ain't balling.
He is. Tom Brady with 9 touchdowns in 2 games.
What Mahomes got?
On pace to break the NFL record.
So?
And he ain't in his top 8.
Didn't Peyton break the record before?
The record has been reset since then.
He's not in his top 8.
Yeah, which is crazy. I'm going to go a little bit left too, though. I'm going to say Lamar. And the reason why I'm going to say Lamar, I don't think there's another star quarterback that has more on his shoulders to bear. And after that performance that I saw the other night, like, I think he could do that. I think he could be that guy. I don't know if he'll average 100 rushing yards a game. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot for a quarterback. But I think if he could get 50, 60 a game, 70 a game, and passing and making the plays like that, it's going to be a lot on his shoulders. And I think that people are going to weigh that just a little bit more. I think it's a lot on him. Like, he doesn't have a lot around him. Like, after watching that game, that was all Lamar.
It was. It'll be the – And I guess we can do that game next.
That would be the
LeBron type effect thing.
Yes. The dark skin versus light skin game. Mm-hmm.
So how Peyton is consistent. Like, I mean, not Peyton. Tom Brady is doing what Tom Brady does, but it's not so spectacular because it's him.
And it's also AB and it's Evans.
Yeah.
And it's Godwin and it's, you know what I'm saying, that defense. So it's a lot. He's doing the damn thing. And it, not to discredit. But shit, You see what Lamar had to do. That was all on him.
But I guess my thing
and
would
he sealed it.
And he did. I'm proud of him for that win. But my thing would be, I want to see him going forward, because that Raiders game was huge to me. Mm-hmm. That was a game they had to have, and they let it slip.
But you know what though, Shelton, it's week one. You know, and I think that going into the season, they had things that they were gonna do, and it's like, no, you're not. Like, no, you're not. No, what we had planned all offseason to do, we're not gonna do now. You know, so I think there is an adjustment to that, you know, and I think week one is week one. You know?
Yeah. Y'all let me know if FIFO sounds a little bit better.
He sound a little flip floppy to me, because last week it won't none of that against Oakland. I don't know if I hear some change of the wind, but you know what I mean, Lamar played a great game, man. He played great, but let's see it in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
What y'all say I'm hating? I love Lamar.
Nah, I ain't say you hating.
No, not you in the chat. They trying to say I'm hating on Lamar. I ain't hating on Lamar. I love Lamar. I'm a huge Lamar fan. But I'm going to call it like I see it. I mean, like I said, I watched Cam Newton for years, so I'm an expert on that kind of stuff. I'm an expert on athletic quarterbacks that can get it done in certain games but fall off the cliff really quickly.
Yeah.
So that's what I see. Mm-hmm. I see that. That's what I see more. So it's not a Lamar hater. Everybody don't hate Lamar. I want Lamar. When Lamar came in the league, I was the one clamoring for him to be drafted higher. I always wanted him to exceed. It's similar to how the Giannis thing. He's the NFL's version of Giannis. He has all this talent. He has super athletic ability. And when he wins a big game, it's kind of like, y'all forget about all the stuff that he's doing that you see he can improve on. That ain't how it works. You don't forget the stuff that he's doing that may cost him down the road. If that's the case, then what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I sat through the Cam Newton era. I watched Cam Newton dominate games physically. I saw him win by himself several times. I saw it. But at the end of the day, what made him great is what cost him, because he never evolved beyond that point. Mm-hmm. So, no, I agree with that. Yeah. But we're talking MVP of this season, mm-hmm. right? So we're not talking future. We're not talking old man game. We're not talking none of that, at least the way the question was posed. So I'm just talking about MVP of this season. If Lamar Jackson can play out of 17 games, he plays 13 to 15 games like that?
Oh, yeah.
And they make the playoffs. Forget, mm-hmm. like, you know, if they make the playoffs and he plays at a super Saiyan, mm-hmm. superhuman level, to me, that looks like the MVP.
Well, I wish Nick was here, because he owes that defense an apology. Mm-hmm. Because that defense was the one that forced that fumble, because the Ravens were about to lose that game. Let's not kid ourselves. We know what was about to happen. Patrick Mahomes was about to take this game, and then he was about to be 0-4 against Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You know, let's not overlook that.
And you know what was crazy too? when Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled that ball, and you saw what Patrick Mahomes said on the sideline. He said, "I just want the fucking ball back," because he was on his cocky shit. He knew.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you put me back on the 15 with no timeouts.
Yeah.
You know who the hell I am. We will at least get a field goal out of this thing.
Yep. So salute to Harbaugh and Lamar and Jackson.
They had to go for that,
because they knew.
They knew. We can't get the ball.
Mm-hmm. So
that defense, though, we got that KC defense. It look a little shaky, man. I'm not really impressed by what I'm seeing. It's only week two, but that defense don't look that great to me. And they are, and they actually is wild, because they got a pick six, and Lamar threw two picks. So if we're talking about playoff game and everything is the way it was in this game, are you really going to bet on Lamar having the juice and by the end of the season having the strength in his body to be able to will that team after throwing two picks against Mahomes, Kelsey? It doesn't look like that will fare well for either team. You know what I mean? Especially with Mahomes with that out-of-character pick. That was horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that was pretty bad. Yeah, we're not used to seeing that. We're used to seeing the picks that Lamar threw. You know, he threw one, a couple of bad picks. We used to seeing that. That's par for the course. We ain't used to seeing that shit from home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see y'all in the chat. Look, they gave – I know there was the score on the board was 35. You know, you could say it's 28 or whatever. But what I'm saying is they got a turnover. And when I say they owe him an apology, is because Nick was blaming them last year for giving up points off of Lamar Jackson's fumbles, you know, which was unfair to Lamar Jackson. Which was unfair to the defense. So they went out and got it back because, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, congratulations. You finally got the monkey off your back. And I choose the word monkey on purpose. So the monkey's finally off your back. You beat Patrick Mahomes, and you got your first win. You got your Super Bowl. I hope you guys are happy. You got your Super Bowl.
Might be this season.
Yep. So anyway. So yeah, so that was that game. A thrilling game, though. Very thrilling game.
Yeah.
They shut down Tyreek Hill, bro. Yeah, like,
but they did. That was actually the microcosm of the game. They kept Tyreek Hill out of the offense. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret to the sauce right there. I don't even know how they did it.
Yeah.
But those corners showed up because they were missing. They're down corners. Mm-hmm. So them young dudes. Only Marlon is there in terms of like big name.
Right. Them young dudes stepped up. I mean, they stepped up. I do like what Lamar said after the game. It was like, yeah, it's just one win. We got to keep doing it. Like, this ain't any shit. Like, his mindset was in the right spot. So, but he keep this. Lamar Newton. Lamar Newton is on the way. So they need to be careful with that, brother.
Lamar Newton.
Let's move on to another black quarterback that lost this weekend. Russell Wilson, man.
Sierra not gonna like
Derrick
this
Henry,
one.
Bro. Like that defense, you don't want to talk about defense, that Seattle defense, because they had
that game.
Yeah, they had that game. And some of those runs Derrick Henry got, like most of the defense crowded one spot and he just busted outside and he was gone. Like his speed.
I know it's very deceptive.
Yeah, you don't think about him being fast like that.
But he be running away from DBs.
Yeah, when he hit that corner, I'm like, oh, somebody gonna be able to get him. I was like, nah, I don't think so.
And then it's the fourth quarter and they softened up too. He done beat him up.
Yep.
So you don't want to touch that dude in the fourth quarter.
Nah.
And he does it all the time. I played against him fantasy last year. I forgot who I was playing with, but he did that to me in the fourth. He had nothing first three, average first three quarters. That fourth quarter, they play overtime. I can't remember who, but man, he killed. He had about almost 200 yards in the overtime fourth quarter overtime. I'm like, man, this dude is crazy. You can't touch him. He gets stronger as he goes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing about big backs. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel that defense starting to not hit the same. Like, you hit me like that in that first half, but now you ain't hit me. So they already know. Like, they have to get strong. Like, I have to put this weight back on you. You know what I'm saying? So, man, Derrick Henry, crazy. So do you think he has a case potentially for MVP this year if he stays on this pace? Well, obviously not no 200 yards a game.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, you think if he hits 2,000 yards, because he's back on pace for 2,000. If he hits 2,000, should he be considered top three MVP?
Yeah, I think so. Just like I was pulling for Adrian Peterson that year.
Mm-hmm. Off the ACL.
Yeah,
no, that was stupid.
That was stupid, man.
Julio Jones went stupid, man. 100 yards in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now,
yeah. Julio. I don't know why people forgot about Julio.
I thought y'all told me AJ Brown could play.
I'm not a big
just
fan
give,
of
just
AJ
give him a
Brown
second. Like just give him a second. He can. Just give him a second.
Okay, all right.
You see, he did not make my top eight. He's nowhere near it.
Yeah. What I found interesting about that game was that when the game was on the line, they gave it to Derrick Henry and not Tannehill.
Why not? You know where your bread is buttered, especially if you're having a good game.
Yeah, Tannehill was, I was ready to come in here and rip on the kid. But they pulled it out. But Titans on watch. Titans suspect. They should be on too. Them boys suspect. So I will see if Vabro can do some of them tools he got. Cause I don't know. And the Seahawks too. That defense, Bobby Wagner was a monster. He had like 17, 18 tackles. He was everywhere.
Yeah, he's been there but for a minute. Yeah.
It's same old Seahawks. So we'll see what happens with them. Kyler Murray.
That boy
good.
He took that next
time. Yes. Did y'all see the throw he threw to Kirk off one back foot?
Falling back,
man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell?
Yep. Kyler going to have to get some respect put on his name because he's doing it.
Yeah, he was showing his ass out. You know, and that was a big win for them, even though the kicker blew it. You know, you know, by missing that kick. But you still feel good about your Cardinals, Shelton?
Yes.
Yeah, he was still high on
him. I do. I think that Kyler is showing what he's capable of. Those wide receivers all are stepping up. You seeing him. I mean, he's spreading the ball around. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know who his main horse is. But the only thing I fear about that team is they don't have like a lead back. They really don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Edmonds. Connor's not it. Mm-hmm. Edmonds more change of pace. They don't have a lead back. And that's kind of scary in them games where you need to grind it out. Similar how we talked about back there. There's some games you're going to need to grind it out. Mm-hmm. And they don't have that grind it out kind of guy. Yep. So you're going to be relying on Kyler to throw the ball 1,000 times a game. And that attrition can get on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Kyler's great. Kyler's great, but he reminds me, to me, he's like a miniature black Tony Romo to me without the untimely picks. That's not disrespectful. Tony Romo's a great quarterback besides his
But he ain't win, though.
Kyler ain't won yet.
Kyler ain't won yet either. So he has not won yet. So he's basically Tony Romo. Throws a lot of picks, but also throws some incredible balls where you're like, damn, bro, just do that. And it's also because the play calling, like Shelton's saying, I think it's a good comparison because I also think Dallas didn't put Romo in a lot of good situations either. You know what I mean? So I think the arm talent, the chance taking, the risk taking, Kyler's not afraid to scramble outside the pocket. Romo was not afraid to scramble outside the pocket. He put it all on the line. But it's just those untimely picks that got to get cleaned up. That's just what has to happen for Arizona to take that next step. He got to be more ball secure because we kill Lamar Jackson. We kill him, you know what I mean? Even though he's a low turnover QB, Kyler is one of the highest turnover QBs in the league who wins marginally, you know what I mean, in that group. And we got to call that out. And also we got to call out Josh Allen too because he's on mid-watch with me. I don't know what y'all are seeing, but Buffalo –
I don't know if you look, but that's what I said at the beginning of the year is Josh Allen last year. To me, it felt like he played above where he was. And I was like, we need to bring that back a little bit. And that's the truth. Buffalo is Miz at this point. But yeah, I mean, I hear you, but at the same time, yeah, Kyler is a turnover machine. He makes some mistakes in there. He does. He's kind of loose with the ball. Mm-hmm. But I think at times he takes those chances because he has to. He knows he can make certain throws. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, with maturity, he's going to come with that. But some of those throws he make, they're just good throws. I wouldn't call him a Romo type. I don't know who I would call him.
Well, I know one thing. This fool said he's never seen Star Wars. So
who?
Kyler Murray. Which, I mean, it's not that surprising, but you need to clean that up or maybe not admit that out loud.
Why? He from a different era, Ken.
No excuse.
I'm going to read a couple of these super chats because we're behind a little bit. I said the Flock Nation one, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did the MVP. Tracy G, what's up, Tracy, again? Will the Raiders make it to the Super Bowl and will Ben Simmons be traded before the start of the season? Absolutely not, and yes.
Will he be traded before the start of the season? God, I hope so. Get that nigga out the city. God damn. When it comes to Ben... Dog, just get him out. Like, bro, it's just, I said years ago, everyone fought me on it because they thought Ben Simmons was going to put in the work in the summertime. And even if he is putting in some work, the work is not transferring. And I don't think it's about the fact that he can't. It's just, I don't think he wants to. I don't know if he has like this, like behind the scenes beef with Joel that he's not really, you know, comfortable with him being the crown jewel of the organization right now. And I think he wants more support. He wants to be accepted more. But the fans have given him everything from the jump. Dude scored 1 point in the playoff game. We still so supported him. He disappeared during the Toronto series. We still supported him. And then he scores 5 points in the game 7, passes up a wide open dunk. We already know the script. And the issue here is that Clutch is trying to force their way out. But the issue is that the league has seen him now. He's exposed. So we just got to kind of almost scrounge for offers. And at this point, I would rather even take a marginal deal with first-round picks and just some shooters that can help Joel because maybe that's what we need, a subtraction that's actually addition.
You know, when I see this, and you hear a lot of the old school basketball players, Shaq, KG, Jordan, you know, and the notion of being soft, this is what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about. They're not talking about on the court. You know, on the court, the rules change. Yeah, it's not as physical. I can't just deck somebody because you fouled me hard and we just go shoot free throws after the fact. Like, no, that's not this basketball. And yeah, it's not as, you know, the same amount of contact as back then, but this is soft by Ben Simmons because but yeah, like this is what being soft is. You're supposed to stay there, grind it out, work on your game. Because look, it's not because the 76ers have not put talent around you. You have one of the, you were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. If your coach challenges you to say, I don't know if we can win a championship with you, your reaction is to run away from the challenge or to be like, oh, I'm going to prove you wrong and everybody else wrong because I am the guy. And you know what? I have messed up and this is how I'm going to do to fix it. Do you know the type of turnaround story? Like you go from having no value to being arguably one of the most valuable players ever. And then you say, yo, trade me. I don't. If you really don't want to play for Philly, play up your trade value and get the hell up out of there.
You know, I said this in our chat, and said here it's all on Ben. Ben is acting like a little bitch.
Soft.
Soft if you want to be a little bit more diplomatic. But you know, I you'll probably see it Thursday. But you know, Nick was doing what he does and blaming a lot of this on Doc Rivers, and I had to kind of remind him that Ben has sort of had an issue with the organization for a minute. You know, I had to remind him that he was jealous of Embiid when Embiid became the man. There were rumors that were put out there. Granted, Chris Bassard was one of the leading the charge on that as a source, and we know he can be whatever, but there was also a report that he was jealous of Jimmy Butler too. So, you know, now there's a pattern here. So, you know, my thing is Ben wants to be the super megastar. That's why he's with the Kardashians. So when you talk about the Sixers, you talk about what Ben isn't doing and you talk about what Embiid is doing. That ain't gonna sit well with him. But Embiid, but Simmons is the person that's in sole control over how people talk about him, and he's choosing not to take control of that.
Exactly.
You know, and that's kind of the problem. So I wouldn't trade his ass nowhere. Especially if I can't get the right amount of value for me. We're going to have to work this shit out.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. And, you know, I the late, great Kobe dealt somewhat with this. He wanted to be alpha dog. And what did he do? There was, I think when Kobe was at his prime with Shaq, there was multiple games within the game. Kobe had to figure out how to not be a ball hog but score 60. Keep Shaq happy but still be the alpha dog. You know, like there was a lot of different things that tugged at Kobe, but Kobe ultimately knew if I outwork you, I'm better than you. And that was his mentality about Shaq.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you big and all of that. Yeah, you dominate, but I'm better than you because you don't put in the work I do. And to me, Ben Simmons, this is a lack of work. This is a lack of mentality. It's a lack of killer edge to win a championship. So Doc is not incorrect when he says, I don't know if I can win with this guy.
It's unearned entitlement.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, if you're not working to get better, that's what your focus should be on, man. You want to be traded because you're being called out. We talk about that kind of thing. A lot of these guys are soft as far as they can't handle the pressure and the insults and the things that come along with it. And they reading these headlines and the clippings, which honestly, I would tell my players and my friends, like, y'all stay out the media. Don't worry about that kind of stuff. Don't even look at that kind of stuff. But if they are reading it like so like he is, I would do like the other guys who, you know, KD read everything, but he going to gym and work it. So it's kind of like, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. Ben don't want to do that. And that's what I hate, because I'm a huge Ben Simmons fan. I've always been that. That's why I'm a Sixers fan, was because Ben Simmons went there. And he has let me down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he let me down. He let me way down, because I was one of the ones, too. I was guilty, because I was saying he's going to develop and he's going to show all y'all around. He's going Yeah, that's what I thought. I love a 16-point guard. That thing just made me feel like amazing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he was going to develop his game and just become this great player. And he just never did it. He never did it.
It's just like the organization, the process died in 2018. You know what I mean? Like it was completely dead. The minute that we chose Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler, instead of saying, you know what, let Tobias walk. If Ben doesn't want to cooperate, we'll trade him. We'll build around Jimmy Embiid. Who knows who comes available? A lot of guys since then have come available. We could have went for a Kawhi. We could have, you know, went for an AD. We could have drafted guys. We could have. We've had so many opportunities to make the process complete, but they squandered Sam Hinkie's treasure trove of assets. And now we're dealt to deal with a guy who won't dunk on Trae Young. We're here to deal with the guy. But like, bro, fuck shooting. Fuck the shooting, right? Your free throw percentage is terrible. Your free throw percentage has not gotten any better. Your aggressiveness is so hit or miss. It's like he only responds to when people are shitting on him online in a regular season. I don't care if you dropped 42 points on Rudy Gobert. I don't care. I really don't. Everyone's like, oh, that's the potential right there. It's a regular season game in Utah when half of the Jazz team was out. I do not quite give a fuck, personally, about 42 points in that situation. Now, if you increase your free throw percentage, now, if you were aggressive all the time, now, if you learned one or two post moves, now, if you actually showed the wherewithal to shoot an open corner three that they're giving you every game, just shoot two or three of them. You ain't got to shoot seven times. I'm talking just one or two. Dude, Dwight Howard and Andre Drummond are shooting threes now. It's embarrassing. No, it's embarrassing. JaVale McGee shoots threes when he's wide the fuck open. Like, bro, what is wrong with you? And that's that pouty bullshit that he's like, oh, Joel's the face of the team and I don't want to be fuck out of here, my nigga. Like, no one gives a shit about your feelings. Go in the lab and put in the work and come up and shut us all up. I would love to eat words and be like, you know what? Ben Simmons shut me up, bro. He's like one of the top 10 players in the league. You see how he look. He doesn't care about that. And you know what? That's fine. But stop saying you care. Stop lying.
100% Q. 100%. Because Ben is out here like, oh, you know, I just trying to look, man. Ben Simmons is one of the few people, and I know I get on Giannis a lot, but in all honesty, I got to get on Ben. Ben is one of the few people I truly believe can average 30-point triple-double.
Triple-double.
With shooting two threes a game.
Yes.
And barely making one.
I agree. You're
averaging two shot three. Yo, this man can get to the rack at any time he wants to. He's 6'10". He can make any pass over anybody he wants to. He should be averaging anywhere between 10 to 12 free throw attempts a game.
Correct. Correct. No matter what.
Putbacks, offensive rebound. Like, this dude, so much on the table. Like, and I know he signed a nice contract, but he should be signing, like, he should be pushing records. Like, yo, I want that 280 mil in basketball. You, come on, man. Like, he messing up, bro.
Yeah, well, basketball around the corner, so we'll see how this play out.
Hey, real quick on that same subject, Q, do you think that Embiid got a choice in that matter, though, with keeping Ben?
You mean like when they asked him, yo, do you want to keep running his back or you want to trade him?
Yeah.
I think that Joel –
I think he has a voice, not a choice.
Yeah, I think he has a voice, but I think at the end of the day, it's guys like Scott O'Neal, Josh Harris, Elton Brand, now Daryl Morey, they are the ultimate, and especially those guys in the past regimes, guys like Brian Colangelo, who had no idea what the fuck they were doing. They just kept moving off of whatever they thought was going to work, and instead of actually having real relationships with other teams, and instead of having real relationships with other agents, Philly is a very tumultuous sports town, especially across all sports, but especially in basketball, because of how we handled the Andrew Bynum situation, because of how we handled AI. This shit is like, it's the reverberations of how we deal with players and how we deal with Iguodala. These guys talk, agents talk, and the guys are like, you don't want to go to Philly, you know what I mean? Like, they don't, like, Jimmy, go back. Prime example, go and watch Jimmy Butler's interview with J.J. Redick. He's like, bro, I don't know who's in charge here.
Like, mm-hmm. I come into the facility and it's like, yo, Brett, are you the guy? Oh, no, it's not you. It's Josh Harris. Josh, can I? No, it's not me. It's not me, Jimmy. It's Scott O'Neill. Hey, Scott. It's not Scott. It's Elton. So he's like, okay, y'all just playing games here. Y'all just trying to keep passing the blame around, pass the baton on the people. When the fact of the matter is that there's no culture in Philly. There is no identity. There's no philosophy to the Sixers. And that's what Doc Rivers was supposed to bring in. But you can't do that when one of your two main stars, one of your two main cogs, doesn't give a fuck about the game. And that's fine, my guy. Get your money. At the end of the day, it's a business. I ain't mad at you hitting a lick. But stop saying that you care when you're just hitting a lick. That's all I'm saying. That's all the fans want, is just say you don't give a fuck. And we can move on. But instead, all the Instagram posts with the smoke coming out of the nose emojis, shut up, bro. Like, all that shit is just posturing to make your brand look better. All the, you know, all the captions, I'm working on myself. Dog, you are playing against FedEx workers and posting it online like people give a shit. We don't in Philly, bro. We really don't, Ben. So please go get your bag, go get a new team, and we can be done with it. That's where I'm at with it. 100. That's where I'm at with it.
Want me to read a couple of these?
Yeah, bro.
Eric Kirby, what's up? Eric Kirby with the Super Chat. He said, have you guys seen clips of Peyton and Eli during the Monday Night Football game?
Amazing.
I think with more experience through the season, this can be a fun show. Thoughts on it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I meant to go back and watch it on the way here and forgot.
So they had, it was Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Eli. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like dissecting. So they talked about the throw that Aaron Rodgers made in that cover two to Tonyan. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just cool. It was like to watch them guys like just break down the game, like right there live. And especially the synergy that Eli and Peyton have just naturally. It was really dope. And then just to see three legends on the screen, you know what I'm saying? Like, just thinking about, like, when I was watching, I was like, man, do you know how many defenses they done seen in their playing career? Like, anything that they see on the field, like, they're going to know exactly what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Way before we do.
They watch it a different way than
they
we do.
They see it a completely different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even some of the receivers, like, several things Keyshawn was saying, like, you could just tell that he just, there's things that he just know about the game that, you know, casuals or people that watch diehards don't even know. Mm-hmm. I like hearing those guys. Yep. I like hearing them talk. That's why I love Chris Carter when he was on First Things First.
100.
Because he would give you so much insight and perspective into the mind of a football player that's beyond just what goes into the box score.
Yep.
And it's very eye opening. You know, for me.
Speaking of a mind of a football player, I gotta head out, but we need, before I go, can we please address the Philly fans in the crowd, the Eagles fans.
What happened?
What happened? What didn't happen, FIFO? It's Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni, to all the Eagles fans last week who told me, you know what, bro? We can do this, Q. We can beat the 49ers. This team is good. Atlanta is fucking terrible. Atlanta is terrible. Atlanta is going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL defensive scheme-wise. They don't have linebackers that can cover ground. Their corners are awful. So for us to barely beat them, and for us to have a quarterback look good, that don't really mean much to me. So I told people for that week, don't get gassed. Do not get gassed. The average depth of target for Jalen Hurts was 6 yards. It was 6 yards. He's had 8 fumbles in the last 6 games that he's played. He's recovered 2 of them. I mean, he's only lost 2 of them, but he's fumbled 8 times. I question Hurts' arm strength on certain throws. I question Nick Sirianni as a complete puppet to Jeffrey Lurie. He has no idea what he's doing. He called a wide receiver throw on the 5-yard line on 3rd and goal with Greg Ward, who hasn't played a snap all year. So for all my Eagles fans, I need y'all to understand, we suck. Look. I need y'all to hear me. Eagles fans, we suck. This is going to be a rebuild probably for the next 2-3 seasons. That defense is elderly as fuck. That O-line is elderly and damaged. Our wide receiver core is flabby and sick. We have no type of separation. Jalen Reagor is a glorified Josh Huff, and we do not have the wherewithal within our coaching staff and our scouting department to actually go get real talent. We passed on DK Metcalf. We passed on Justin Jefferson for JJ Arcega-Whiteside and Jalen Reagor. It's not going to go the way y'all think.
Javon Kinlaw said the Eagles folded.
Folded.
At the post game. Folded. They folded. Damn.
Folded. Brandon Graham is like 34 years old. Brandon Brooks has torn something every season for the last 3 years, and we keep paying these people. We keep paying these people. And it's because our organization is incompetent. It's not all on Jalen before Sheldon, you know what I mean, before Sheldon be like, hey, man, I know what you're saying. Jalen looked solid. But, bro, solid ain't it when the rest of the team ain't it. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that. He has some nice moments though, Q.
He did
that touchdown that was called back was an awesome throw. He rushed for 82 yards.
And Reagor got a bruh, he can't though. But Reagor has to keep his feet in bounds.
Yes.
And it's just like, bro, seeing Justin Jefferson just dominate in Minnesota when he was right there for us to take.
Yeah.
The fact that Howie Roseman didn't trade for Hopkins because he wanted to keep his first round pick, like he was going to do something with, like, what are we doing, bro?
Yeah, that's crazy. I still like Jalen, man. I like some of the things he's doing. I get why you say what you say, and I'm not going to dispute it anymore. I'm going to watch him and see what he does, but I still like some of that other pass. I don't forget who it was too. He had another long pass that was
Quez nice. Watkins, the 91 yarder.
Yeah, that was nice too.
Yeah, the receiver stumbled.
The Niners ain't even that good, bro. That defense gets hurt every year, and their offensive players get hurt every. They don't like the third running back, and we still couldn't stop them. The second half, shot Kyle Shanahan, who I've been saying is on fraud watch, by the way, and y'all need to really peep what I'm saying. But regardless of the fact that we're incompetent, it's the fact that 49ers weren't even blowing us out. It's just that we were not good enough to even take advantage of it. So that lets me know how pathetic we are when Jared Goff can put up 300 something yards in the second half. And our offense with Nick Sirianni, who didn't even throw a ball to Dallas Goedert until the second half. This dude has no idea what he's doing. He looks like he is out there cosplaying as a coach. He looks like he out there like somebody's son playing dress up. I want to be coach for a day, daddy. Hell no. This dude is not a head coach. I'm saying it week two. I said it the minute we hired him. We hired him because he's just some white man that we knew because of what's his name? Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator. And that's how this shit work in the NFL. It's, okay, well, you give us one of your guys, you got to take our offensive coordinator. You got to give him a job. Fuck out of here, Jeffrey Lurie. You are the reason we ain't shit. You have not done anything since the Super Bowl. We've sat on our laurels. We've given out lifetime achievement contracts to washed up talent. And it's time for this city to realize that this team ain't going nowhere until we get rid of or at least diminish the powers of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. It's just, it's absolutely horrendous. It's a joke.
Well, you know, I'm always pro brother. I want him to succeed, but you know, I think Hurts is going to highlight things that were said when other quarterbacks were there. I mean, the man has, you know, and I think I heard one analysis say they were finally instilling an offense for Hurts or whatever. But I just think just the Eagles as a whole just isn't good. I don't think the roster and the talent around them is good, and that's going to hurt more than anything. And then he's going to lose his job because he doesn't have enough talent around him. So, I mean, look, we was in a recording, and I look in the chat. All I see is Shelton like, man, hurts. I mean, I'm like, oh, shit, Hurts.
Yeah, he's balling, man. He had a couple early nice plays. He really did.
And then I get
early,
home.
And it's early.
Clearly, because I get home and I look, I was 17-11. I was like, what the hell happened to
That one touchdown, when I put it the first time, that was the touchdown that was called back.
Oh, okay.
The second time was that long pass. He had a couple nice plays in there. He had some nice runs. He rushed for 82 yards. He had a couple nice things happen, but once again, you know, in the totality of it, it wasn't all there. It wasn't the best of games.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, San Francisco, we'll see. It's a long season. It's 1-1 at the end of the day.
But yeah, the Falcons are just trash, and we saw that play out Sunday when they fake threatened the Buccaneers, and nobody even thought that like, how the hell you throw two pick sixes? Like, what the hell was that? You know, so people hyping up that Brady performance, like, it was all that. It was the fucking Falcons, y'all. Chill the fuck out. All right. We saw what Jalen Hurts did to the Falcons. So let's not get all excited because he lit up the Falcons and threw five touchdowns.
Yeah, it was 28-25 going into the fourth quarter. And the Bucs was like, okay, y'all ready? Y'all ready to play now? And they showed up.
Yeah, they really did. Yeah, they went in that game, was like, okay, it's the Falcons. We ain't even gotta play hard. You know, and that's what it was. And then, you know, when they realized that the Falcons started the game coming, it was like, all right, let's go ahead and get this over with. So nothing to see, you know, in that game. Bills, I think Q is right. Tua got hurt, so ribs. So I hope he's okay and get a chance to come back.
Yeah, I saw. They said no real damage. Everything came back next
day. He's day-to-day. Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be
all right. Did he not get down? What happened?
I don't even know. I was trying to watch part of that game, but okay. I saw him get hurt, but I, you know what I'm saying?
It didn't look that bad.
Yeah, it didn't.
Well, yeah, I 35-0, shame what happened to Flores, but not going to make too much about that because the Dolphins lost their starting quarterback. Saints Panthers. I got tweets about this one. About Jameis regressing. You know, I want to make sure, at least I thought I made sure last week, that I was very clear that we just talk about 1 week. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I said that, look, it's 1 week, guys. He got to do it again next week, and we'll see. And damn it, we saw. And, you know, I gave him props for that 1 week. You know, I gave Jalen Hurts props last week. You know, I was like, dang, Jalen Hurts did his thing. You know, and I did read up on this game because I'm like, what the hell is going on when I looked at the box score? So they blitzed him 68% of the time. He was terrible against the blitz. Kamara didn't do shit. Mm-hmm. So how about somebody also talk about him as well? Mm-hmm. Sean Payton, hey, 3 years ago, I was talking about Payton. We need to have a talk about him. And now he gets a guy that can throw, and now he's scared. I don't know. He seemed like he's scared to let Jameis do his thing. And remember, I asked that last week. Here we go this week. And then also I saw that they were missing five starters on defense and like eight coaches. So
yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, so
a lot to deal with.
Yeah, and then they were displaced because
it's a lot.
Yeah, so you know, they should have played better. I'm not gonna give them an excuse because of it, but that was a lot to deal with, and we'll see next week if that was indeed what led to that performance. But that's not good enough from anybody on that Saints team. But Jameis gotta play better.
FIFO, you stick by what you said last week?
I'm gonna have to. It was a bad week, though.
I remember.
Jameis Winston is better than
Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And you stick by that.
Yeah, I'll put my foot. Well, you know what I'm saying? I gotta make sure it fit. You know what I'm saying?
It's still Jameis. Jameis is the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. I mean, he'll be all world.
Hey, all of a sudden, man.
But at least it wasn't five.
Yeah. And that Panthers defense deserves a lot of credit.
Yes.
Panthers are the sneaky pick. They're a lot better than people gave them credit for. But remember, I've been high on Sam Darnold, though.
I'm still not giving. I still ain't giving it to him. I give it to the defense and the supporting cast. He had a good first half. But
then he have... Isn't this the second 300-yard game?
Did he throw for 300 yards?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Nah, he didn't throw for 300 yards. He had a good first half. Yeah, he did. He did throw for 300.
Damn. Hey, man. Come on, man. Hey.
Two touchdowns and one interception. How many he had in the first half, though?
Hey. He had one bad throw, I think I saw. I didn't see the game, but I read that he almost gave it away with one bad throw. But yes. Hey, Sam, now, unlike Winston, Sam did it a second week, Shelton.
Man, please give me Deshaun.
No, man, come on, bro. Man. Darnold gonna be all right.
Look, I think we may end up seeing by week eight, we'll know a lot. We have a lot of data. We'll really see how bad of an organization the Jets are if Sammy continues to play better than he played in New York. But so far so good, Shelty. Y'all, what, 2-0?
Yeah.
Yeah,
y'all right on the people that's calling me haters on this one. You're exactly right, because I'm hating on Sam Darnold. I am. I'm hating on him. Yeah.
All right, well, 2-0, man. You know, we got a long way out. You know, you around what week will you give in? What week?
Hey, man, stop, Mr. T. Deshaun is not going to jail. Deshaun is not going to jail.
Nah, they ain't gonna lock that brother.
Deshaun gonna settle this thing out of court. He gonna make some payments. He gonna sit out about eight games. And then he's going to lead some team to victory.
Yeah, the extortion has been in full effect. They got it. They won this one. Saw a lot of chatter in the chat about the Raiders. Look, I'm going to remind y'all, the Raiders did the same shit last year. Yeah. Don't get hyped. I also said last week that I was worried about my Steelers. It showed up this week, and this is what I was worried about. So, but yeah, let's not get too hyped about the Raiders, but the Steelers got a problem, and it starts with Ben.
Yep. Big it Ben. Starts with Ben. Please sign Cam.
He ain't gonna make it any better.
Nah, he
you
not.
Don't think so?
Nah.
But here's the thing. Okay, so let's fast forward. If Ben says he wants to come back, are you cutting him?
Yep. He gotta go. I think at some point Haskins gonna be in. If Haskins is doing what he needs to do and learning, I gotta do some research on that. But
I don't know how much you can learn behind this version of Ben.
Well, doing his own study,
he still can learn from
him. He could teach. He could, you know, teach him how to. But you ain't learning by watching.
Ben is not really a teacher. Who was it? It was a quarterback before that he wouldn't even talk to like that, and was like,
"Ben, Charlie Batch."
What? Whoever it was back in the day, it was one of those guys. It might have been
Charlie Batch back in the day.
Mason Rudolph, one of those guys. He wouldn't even talk to.
Mm.
So it was like.
Ben seems like that type of guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember. I know. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember his name. But
so
yeah,
he wasn't helping.
He sure was.
He was not helping his replacement. Yep. He's like, you hear? He even said it. I can't. I'm gonna have to do the research. If y'all know, let me know. But he said, you hear? You need to be doing your own homework, basically.
It was a black guy too. I think.
Was it Dobbs?
Maybe.
Well, no, Dobbs are friends now.
Oh, they were.
So he actually relies on Josh. But I don't know if Josh Dobbs is still on the team.
Was it the mega kid? Mason Rudolph?
That's what I was thinking. It was Mason.
Stephen Kerr? No. The Raiders got to show. Look, I remember FIFO was hyping the Raiders up last year, and then they fell like a rocket. So this is what they do. They may not do it the same, but they always flash out, and they look good. Everybody starts talking about them. And then when expectations hit them, they fold. So. No, absolutely no. I need to see more. Derek Carr, he balling, leading the league in passing, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. He doing all right. We know it's not going to last. It never lasts.
No.
At some point, somebody going to get hurt, man. Gruden just stealing money from y'all. Okay, so it wasn't Mason. It was somebody.
Yeah, they said it was Mason. Thank you, Darryl. Darryl said it was an interview.
Oh, Kalen said it was.
He said it was Mason.
Okay.
And I remember that because he didn't, you know, he was supposed to be the heir apparent. And Ben wasn't ready to hand it over, and he wouldn't work with him. But maybe it was because he was Mega Mason.
Maybe.
I'm gonna read a couple of these super chats really quick. Tigolo said, "Tigolo, fool, L for me." Tigolo, man, I hear you, man, but you ain't jumping that league when we told you to, man. You should have gotten that league. We them boys. Kyler Murray is the best QB in the NFC West. Sorry, Russ.
No,
I don't know about that.
Not yet.
Who y'all think is Stafford?
It's still Russ.
Yeah. Oh, Russ.
I don't know. Russ was kind of, you know, a little iffy too.
It's Russ. Kyler on fire right now.
He is.
He's my sneaky MVP pick, but then again,
I feel you on that. But the only thing that Kyler has to do now, year three in the league, stay consistent. You know, week 16, 17, we should see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of those turnovers. You got to cut some of those out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
And, You know what, though? And I was going to say about those turnovers, and I've been thinking about that, too, since we were talking about it earlier. I'm like, why is his turnovers not so maybe it's because they're winning those games. You know, he'll come back and do something about it. Yeah, it's kind of like it's they're winning those games when he's turning the ball over a lot, and he'll do something spectacular after, which would cause you to forget the fact that he just took that chance before. He's a gunslinger. And it's kind of like the same thing with Favre. Somebody mentioned Favre in that sense. Did the same kind of thing. He was still winning those games. So that gunslinger mentality worked for them because he still was able to get you to a victory.
But yeah, I think before you were high on Kyler, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I was.
You weren't?
Yeah. So,
but I had issues with his height. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was like, look, I was a short quarterback too. You know, so I get it, but this is the NFL. But I was like, the way he throws the ball, like he could overcome it, and then he has the legs to overcome it. So let's see. But I always felt he was a natural thrower of the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when you can do that in the NFL, it don't matter what height you are, especially when you have an arm like his. Because I wouldn't say he has the strongest arm, but I think you got to put him in the top five, top seven.
Yeah, he's a baseball player. So, and like I said, he throws that ball like he's throwing a baseball. Yeah. And yes, they are. They do have the best games. Stephon Kerr, they are the most exciting team to watch out of all the games that I've watched. Because I watch a little bit of every game every Sunday, at least some of it. They're the most exciting. When they have the ball, it's must-see TV.
You would put Mahomes and them boys up there too?
I stay up there too. I'm sorry. It's I'm gonna tell you the three teams. The Cardinals, them, and Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Why Dallas?
I love when that boy's slinging that ball around, them boys catching the ball like that. That offense, yeah, when Dak is not exciting to watch, bro.
Yeah,
to me, Aaron Rodgers. No,
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. But I like watching CD make plays.
I don't like watching Dak play because it feels like he's like playing a little bit under what he can play at, a level he can play at. And I say that saying that I don't think it's him. I think it's McCarthy and that offense.
Yeah, I think the offense is boxing him in. It's no longer. It's not him.
I just like seeing CD with the ball in his hands. I'm a CD fan.
Gotcha. I feel you.
I like. If I don't know if you can tell, but I like the Oklahoma. You know, I love Kyler. I love CD Lamb, and I love Jalen Hurts. I love the Oklahoma.
What about Baker? Who?
the linebacker Baker. Murray. Oh, no, Baker.
Baker. No,
like that. Hey, them boys got that win, though.
They did. That was gutsy, too.
Yeah.
Houston.
It was, you know.
Houston with a quarterback that we don't even know his name. But he didn't even have his name on the back of his jersey.
I feel you. But Tyrod started that game, right?
Knocked him out. Yeah.
He was balling.
It looked like that game was a struggle.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If Tyrod had not gotten hurt, we might not have been having the same discussion. So that's why I'm not really high. I'm going to read a couple more. Alex Betancourt said Derek Carr for MVP, leading in yards right now. I think
wouldn't be on my list, but
yeah,
that's valid.
If that's it's fool's goal.
Yeah, it is.
Tickle, I can't remember what you was talking about, but you said Ravens don't live in Miami. We ain't in Colorado.
Yeah, I don't remember what that was. Tickle been talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, Tickle talking a lot of shit. But he damn sure didn't get in that. He wouldn't get in the game. We're gonna have Tickle on one time.
Yeah, we are.
I got to have Tickle on here
because I gotta hear this.
Yeah,
I don't need to read it. I need to hear it.
Mm-hmm. We them boys, what's up? He said Jets QBs when they're not playing for the Jets look good. Sam Darnold. Yeah, that's the truth. I will give you that. Anybody you get away from the Jets, you're gonna look better than you did, but you still are who you are. Chill Vibes 24, he said, Kyler makes a lot of highlights, which covers up the picks. Oh, you said that, which covers up the picks and bad throws. He playing like Brett Favre, who can run. Chill Vibes, that's why I saw the comment. You said it, and that's actually accurate. I agree with you.
Well, look at y'all with some analysis. Go ahead, chat.
Yep. I hope he get past those turnovers, but at the same time, I kind of like his game, so I just like watching him play. Connor Pearson Ward said pissing off Jimmy Butler was the turning point for the Sixers. I agree with somebody else that said not drafting Tatum was the turning point to me too. Drafting Markel Fultz. That's what killed it for me.
Before you holding, it's not the production that I'm talking about, or maybe Shelton too. It's the way the offense it doesn't look like it's suited for Dak. It looks like Dak is making it work. It looks like Dak can do a lot more. I feel like Dak can do a lot more than what he's doing. Some of these throws, some of these sets and everything like that, it just doesn't look fluid. It doesn't look real clean. And you can tell when the offense is humming and it looks like it's tailor-made for a quarterback, you can tell, man. That
100%. Because there's no holding on to the ball unless they make a play.
Yep.
But everything is boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know. You like you know where it's going. It's a hot potato out of this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Family Books. What's up, Brown Family Books? Derek Carr, they're throwing parties on the AFC North. Browns last year, Steelers and Ravens so far. Show respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you right about that. He got to get some. He got to get some because he's winning those games. Like I said, that first game, for most of that game, he looked lost, though. I mean, he did pull it out, but.
Yeah, they should have. They should be 1-1, but 2-0 is the record.
I mean, that's the record, and that's you play, you win, you know, you play to win the game, and he won the game, so that's all that matters. Abel K said, "I feel like the universe was against Justin Herbert on Sunday. The penalties, the refs, the right tackle just letting people through. Yeah, it was a rough game for him. It really, really was a rough game for Herbert. It wasn't his fault.
Because Holden, it's like." When I watch them, they look stiff. And I know you're looking at the production. I feel that. But just watch how they play. It just looks stiff. It looks like he's thinking about where he wants to go with the ball, not unsure about some of these throws. He put numbers on the board, and he's doing his thing. But it's just like, I don't know. It just doesn't look very fluid to me. So, and it feels like McCarthy is holding him back. And so, we'll see, man. We'll see. But he's still balling. He's still, I mean, he's good. Like, the man can play.
I didn't realize he didn't throw a touchdown pass.
So, nah, thank God, because that helped me win. let's see. What else we got? Patriots, Jets, not much to do about nothing here. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to see. Mac Attack got his first win, though.
Yeah.
But Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was exactly what we talked about earlier, though. We talked about Bill Belichick. He has this masterful thing over rookie quarterbacks, and it showed early. That defense showed up, too. In that running game, did y'all see that run by Damian Harris?
Yeah. Broke,
man, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Zach Wilson. So, I think he's going to get a little bit of a pass, only because it was Bill Belichick, kind of like what you were just saying. So, you know, he gonna fuck you up. And that's what he did. So, you know.
But even without the Belichick effect, Wilson looks like the version of what we thought he was going to look
like. He's had one good half so far this season. You know, I think the second half of that in week one, people said, I didn't see the game, but they said he played better. The stats show some of that. But
yeah, but mm-mm. Like, and the things that we thought he was going to struggle with, he's struggling. Yeah. But what's interesting to me is that he's making a lot of the same mistakes Sam Darnold was doing.
But it's a different coach now. So now what?
Yeah, but the roster turnover really hasn't been there. Now, you know, they have improved and brought in a lot of young guys and stuff like that. And I can't even say improved because they still look horrendous. But to me, it looks very similar. And I think that the issue is that, okay, if this is going to be your guy, you got to know that this is going to be a 2-year project, 3-year project of truly building that line, because you got to protect them before you give them weapons and all of that type of stuff. And then, you know, it just feels like organization down, the Jets aren't really true. It doesn't feel like, I'm not saying they ain't trying to win. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying? But it don't feel like that. It doesn't feel like they care. You know what I'm saying? From ownership down, it just doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. I wish Manny was here so we can get his breakdown, because he follows everything Jet.
And he said he had something to say. I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, he can pop on.
Mr. T, you're absolutely right. They were calling that man Aaron Rodgers after that preseason game. They sure was. Mm. They were calling him a young Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, well, it's preseason. You know what I'm saying? So let's.
Speaking of rookie quarterbacks, first shout out to Teddy Bridgewater, 2-0. Mm-hmm. Doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Lawrence, terrible game. Terrible game. Now that's Von Miller, Patrick Surtain, now
Bradley Chubb.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your second game plus a rookie NFL coach. So, but I did not expect him to have like 100 some yards throwing. I expect he would have put a little bit better on the board. So he regressed a little bit.
Yeah.
So we move on to week three. And two more, because we did the Giants Washington live, Washington football team game live. Rams Colts.
Carson Wentz.
Two sprained ankles. How the fuck does that happen?
That's crazy.
you
that's look, crazy. It's because it's Carson Wentz.
It gotta be, man.
who was that? That last quarterback. He was an Oklahoma guy. First name Sam. You know I'm bad with names.
Oh,
Bradford.
Sam Bradford.
Bro, this guy's made of glass, man. Mm-hmm. Like every time he steps on the field, he gets hurt.
Now, he does, and you know, I saw that they said that the guy grabbed his leg and kind of twisted or something like that, or rolled up on it, whatever. Hurt is hurt. You know, however it happens, you know, whether it's intentional or unintentional, the fact is he hurt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I really want him to stay healthy so I can see Franks and Wentz, see them do their thing, man. But, damn, bro, like two sprained, they don't even know he's going to play.
And they had this game, too.
Yeah, they were in the game. Like, it was a competitive game.
Yeah, they were up. I think in the fourth quarter they were up, and then he went down. Jacob Eason had to come in.
And it was a wrap.
It was over. Yeah. Jacob Eason being, and that's the thing that it is on the Colts. And the fact that they don't have a backup plan is ridiculous to me. You know what you were getting when you got Carson Wentz. If nothing else, you know, the potential of him getting back to his old form was there. But also, you know, he's injury prone. You know, he's not going to give you 16, 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have somebody behind him because your team is so developed. You got this team that's ready to mm-hmm. win now. You need to have a backup that's competent and can step in and be ready to play in those moments. So to let a Jacoby Brissett go, you know, just didn't make much sense to me. That's somebody you should have been holding on to for dear life. Like, look, man, we allowed you to be the starter at one point. We feel like he can be, at best, he can be a fringe starter going forward. That's somebody they should have never let go. I just, you know, maybe they would have won this game with a Jacoby Brissett instead of a Jacob Eason because he ain't ready.
No. Man, Eason trash.
Period.
Yeah. So I, you know,
period.
But yeah, so the Rams are 2-0. You know, Stafford got the job done. So he got two wins on the board. And they won a tough one. You gotta win these tough games, man. You gotta find a way to win them. And they did it. Cooper Kupp got off, helped Nick win his fantasy matchup this week. Last one, man. Bengals and the Bears. Close game between the two. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch this game, but I saw Fields got in 6 of 10 or 6 of 11. He had an INT. Heard that a receiver, Allen Robinson, dropped a pass and stuff like that. But they did come out and say that Andy Dalton will be the starter if he's healthy.
Yeah,
I still think that's the right call.
I did too. Yep.
For right now, Andy is not going to finish the season, y'all. No. So you just got to be patient with this one. But Fields got him the win, man, and that was good coming in as a backup, not as a starter. And I'm happy he got. I don't know if that win goes to him or not, but you know, at least he helped lead his team to win, and that's dope.
Yeah, he didn't. He looked like a rookie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He really, really looked like he wasn't prepared completely. But like you said, they pulled it out. They really did a number on Joe Burrow and the mm-hmm. rest of that team. So they just – the Bears just showed up. I wasn't expecting them to win that game. I really, really was not expecting
me either. Yeah, me either. But did the game turn when Fields got in the game? Were the Bengals winning?
And then, no.
Okay.
No. They were down. I think they were because so I was watching that game. Game.
Okay.
Yeah, they were down most of that game. As a matter of fact, the Bears had to hold on to win.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Okay. They say here that
they was up 17-3.
Damn.
20-3, I'm sorry. And the Bengals scored two touchdowns
later. They said, I'm reading this on CincyJungle.com. The Bengals have allowed Burrow to be sacked 9 times in 2 games. Yeah, and that he's on pace to be sacked 76.5 times over a 17-game season. He, if that happens, he is not making the season.
No. You know what's going to happen to him? Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck. When Andrew Luck got to the Colts, they were the worst team in football.
with the worst O-line. They hired a defensive head coach, and he struggled. And, you know, Andrew Luck doesn't get enough props for the level of athleticism that he had, but those hits caught up to him. And the Bengals better not mess this up because they have a franchise quarterback. Joe Burrow is the guy, but you got to keep him upright.
Yeah.
You know, and as much as I don't 100% disagree with the pick of Jamar Chase, Penei Sewell was.
Oh, continue.
You know what I'm saying? Penei Sewell, I think, is a smarter choice. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I like the relationship. You know, I feel like the quarterback got to have that guy. He know, hey, bro, I'm going to just throw this up. I know you won't come down.
Jamar, the 100-yard games, receiving yards in back-to-back games.
Back-to-back?
Yep. Oh, yeah, 54 yards in this game.
I thought he had 100 in this game.
54. Okay. And he dropped I saw he dropped at least one. I saw that.
So maybe that was week one.
Yeah, he caught the ball. He got two passes, 54 yards.
Maybe that was
Tyler Boyd had 77 catches for 73 yards. Right. See, with Boyd and Higgins, you really didn't need a chase.
No.
I mean,
no.
I appreciate what he does, like I said, going over the top, but you needed to be able to. That's what you needed. You really didn't need to start there.
Yeah. So.
We got a super chat from Brown Family All Books right. real quick. He said, only Mahomes, Rodgers, and Carr have thrown for over 4,000 yards and less than 10 interceptions in the last 3 years.
All right, so I'm going to get to our picks from last week and update this thing. So let's see. So New England versus New Jersey. We all picked New England except Nick. So Nick has his first loss of the season. Tennessee versus Seattle. We all picked Seattle.
All of us did?
Yeah. That's crazy. Hey, man. So, damn, I'm 3-3. Damn, that's crazy. Shelton, you're 4-2. FIFO, 4-2. Nick is 5-1. All right. Buffalo versus Miami.
Those two games.
Mm-mm. He was 4-0 for week one.
Mm-hmm. But he missed two this week because he lost that first game and the second game.
He has Seattle second. Oh, yeah. You're right. He lost two games. He's 4-2. He's 0-2 this week. So
can I get it right now? Yeah. Get it right now.
Nick ain't up that high.
All right. So Buffalo versus Miami. Damn. I picked Miami?
Yep.
Why the hell I do that?
Because you wanted to be the contrarian?
No, that couldn't have been it. That must have been a real reason. That is weird. Okay, I'm 3-4.
I always pick the good team that lost the week before because that team that they about to play is about to get it.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's crazy. That's okay. All right, so anyway, I'm 3-4. Nick, 0-3 this week. Shelton. Yeah.
Who I pick?
You picked Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So me and you,
we
5-2.
Yeah, y'all 5-2.
We had the top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a flip.
Hey, that man went 4-0-3. Man.
He went 0-4 this week.
0-4.
I think Nick picking helmet.
Sheldon was the only person to pick Chicago. The rest of us picked Cincinnati. So, Shelton, you're 6-2.
That's what I was for.
That's a good week, man. That's a good week. Yeah. Damn, I'm 3-5.
What am I, 5-3?
Damn, yeah. Damn, Nick is 4-4.
That's so, Nick went 4-0 the first week, 0-4.
God damn.
But isn't that Nick, though?
Yeah, that's Nick.
That's Nick.
I think Nick be picking helmets, man. I really do. I think he just picked whoever got the coolest helmet.
Why the hell
helmets?
I picked Miami, though?
Over Buffalo,
we gotta run. We gotta
as
run
much as tape. I talk shit about Tua, why would I pick Tua to be?
We had to go back and run.
Well,
y'all remember him picking Miami?
It's on here. No, if it's on here, I pick. Yeah. I'm not disputing that. I'm just trying to figure out.
I was trying to see if you said something.
Why I would do that? Right? I don't know, man. I just it don't matter. Because I'm terrible at picking picks anyway. So I'm just not good at this. But all right, so let's move on to this week's picks. Chargers versus KC. I'm about to do it again. Give me the goddamn Chargers.
Wow.
Give me KC.
Definitely give me KC. It's just like what you just said. Mm-hmm. The boys ain't coming out playing. They were playing around. They've been playing around. That's what they
have.
Been doing.
Yeah. They have, and they've been. You know, to me, when I saw Lamar run to seal that game, I think Mahomes flipped the switch.
That was the best thing. That was the best thing could ever happen to Kansas City.
100%.
It's the best thing could ever happen to Kansas City.
Yep, because it was right there.
Best thing for Lamar and the best thing for Kansas City.
100%. 100%. So them boys gonna drop damn near 60.
Mr. T said you was back in Brian Flores. He thinks.
Probably. Okay. Well, you know, it is what it is. Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh. This is a tough one. Ooh, I want Cincinnati.
I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Where's the game?
It's in Pittsburgh.
It's Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah. 100% Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
TJ Watt? Oh, yeah.
Well, TJ got hurt this week. So I don't know if he's playing. I don't know if he's playing this week. Y'all know if TJ Watt is still out?
Either way. The rest of that Pittsburgh's defense, they're not gonna be able to keep Joe Burrow up.
Right, it's not serious. Yep. He could play in week three.
Oh yeah, yeah. TJ, man, no, they're not gonna be able to stop that, man.
Hey, Vito, I'm not gonna be surprised why I picked the Chargers next week. I I'll tell you why I'm picking the Chargers because Herbert Joe, he's that guy.
Yeah,
and I think they haven't quite put it together, but they real close, and that defense is legit. And Kansas City defense has been struggling. And I think they can match them point for points. So we'll see. So that's why I'm picking them. I want to just so I can get that on record. At least now we'll know why. All right, so we all pick Pittsburgh. Tampa Bay versus the Rams. Oh, that's man.
Tampa Bay versus Rams. That's not hard. Ooh. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Where are they playing in LA?
LA, man.
Tampa Bay.
What's their records?
Both undefeated.
Hold on, let me look at some stats real quick.
Oh shit, this is tough.
That's a tough one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, so Shelton, you're going with Tampa Bay.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. Give me the damn rant. Mm. Let's see if Darnold is what he say he is.
Tampa's gonna run the ball heavy.
Give me Tampa. Mm. Because
that's what I just said, Stephon. Tampa's gonna slow it down and run the ball this week.
And they have too many weapons. And Tom Brady's judicious with the football, so it don't matter who open, that's who's gonna get the rock.
Right.
Give me Tampa.
Yep.
Give me Tampa.
All right. Tampa. And last one, Green Bay versus San Francisco.
Ooh. Dang, in San Fran, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a statement game for San Fran if they can get that.
Give me Green Bay.
Mm. All right. I'm going Packers too. I think it's a statement game for Rodgers too. He want to keep the trolls off his back. That might be his new RELAX relax for this season.
Give me San Fran.
Woo! All right.
I don't think Green Bay is ready yet. Mm. I don't think there's a week.
Okay.
Give me San Fran.
All right. So looking at my pick, Chargers.
You know that all the running backs are hurt with San Fran, right?
I know, but you saw Bosa. Bosa playing at he's playing at an elite level right now. He's causing havoc. And I like you know how I feel about Kyle Shanahan on the show.
I might be San Fran's seven
top three running backs are gonna be out Sunday.
I know it's shit crazy, bro. I had one of them, bro. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Chill vibes to answer that question. Panthers versus Texans. Give me the Panthers. The Panthers have really caught the perfect storm this year. To play the Jets opening week.
Mm-hmm.
And then to play that Saints team with all that turmoil and coming off a win like that. So they on kind of like a high. And now you get to face the Texans without their quarterback. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's the perfect storm. I mean, it's that you couldn't ask for a better opening. Especially to get that young defensive competence too, because them corners is amazing.
linebackers playing, but that's a good team.
Yeah, no, that's an easy way to book three wins in your pocket 100. To get ahead of everything else. Yep. To face,
and they're solid. It's not fluky. Like, no. Obviously they're playing easier teams, but it's not fluky. Like, they look legit. Like, they look like they know what they want to do and how they want
to
do it.
A lot of credit goes to Matt Rule for that, because he got them. Yep. They look like they're ready to play ball.
Yep.
And the thing about it is, what's good for Carolina is it gives them a little bit more of a preseason, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that Jets game was a scrimmage game.
Yep. Holden, Dallas easy.
Oh, Dallas, Philly?
Yeah.
That's Dallas.
Yep. But I'll be interested to see how Hurts play. Because I think he might, with his scrambling ability, might give them a little bit of fits. But Parsons, I don't know if he'll be able to outrun him, though. So we'll see.
he legit.
Yeah, no, he is legit.
He played running back for a very long time before he became a linebacker. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why he's dynamic like that.
Tigolo, I do love the stories, man. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I love the narratives more than the games. I ain't gonna even hold you. That's the God honest truth.
Mm. It's the drama.
Yep.
That's what makes it exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Is the storylines behind it. And like we said earlier last week, every team in the league has a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth watching for that reason.
But I watch Red Zone. I don't watch every goddamn motherfucker play.
Me too. I watch Red Zone.
So I watch Red Zone. And then if there's some games that I don't see, all the games are recorded on YouTube TV at home. So I got all the games recorded. There's something I need to go. I can go fast forward just like I did last night. I just fast forward through all the watch what I need to watch. Mm-hmm. Or I go to YouTube and watch, you know,
the highlights. Put, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So I don't need to watch all the y'all. We be working.
100%. Hey, man, with the hardest working black men on YouTube. Tell me another black entity that is. I bet. But nah, Ken, I feel you on the Red Zone. Like, Red Zone, I watch the Monday night game, I watch the Sunday night game, and I watch the Thursday game. Everything else is Red Zone or highlights.
I watch possessions on every game. So I'm watching, you know, in real time, I watch everything. Mm. I used to watch the Panthers whole game and just kind of flip on commercials to other channels. But now I watch a possession on offense, I watch a possession on defense, then I switch and go through the league.
Damn, I can't be doing all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd be thinking, man, I'm paying for this NFL TV package.
I feel you. To watch these games,
bro. No, I feel you on that. And that's why I'd rather just play for the Red Zone. I just need to know what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the whole game all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get the primetime slots.
I'd be needing, you know, and I'd be like, I like to hear, you know, during the game, the announcers and hear some things about the game. So I kind of get a feel of the week. Yeah. So now I do have teams that I watch more than others. I always watch, like I said, I'm gonna watch the Panthers, of course. I watch Cincy and Joe Burrow. I watch Justin Herbert. And anything Patty Mahomes is gonna do, I'm gonna watch. And I'm gonna watch Tom Brady and them boys. And the Cowboys.
Yeah, we be here for half of Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I probably don't get home to like 5 or 6 on Sunday anyway. So I'm catching the second half of whatever game's going on Red Zone. And then eat dinner by 8:30. I'm probably watching TV because I let the DVR do its thing. Mm-hmm. And then I go in and kind of just watch what I need to watch. Or if I'm watching like Power, Raising Kanan, I have the iPad right there. And I just have it on right there and just I look down, see what I need to see. Because a lot of some of these plays are incompletions, like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I just keep it on just. You know, I move from there and go from there.
See that, and that's the reason why I love Red Zone so much is because it doesn't just show you when the team is in the red zone; it shows you how they got there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's the fast forward button without you having to do anything. That's the thing I love about it.
Holden says, "Who are y'all's favorite announcers in the NFL?"
Tariq.
Talib. Cool. Man, he was Talib. Yeah. Talib. I know you're talking about Akeem. Akeem Talib. Yeah. Nah, he sounded so bad. Oh man, but Tony is good.
That's what I'm about to say.
Tony is good.
Romo's been the best since he's been doing it.
Yes, he knows what's gonna happen before it happens.
Period.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, now Tony's my favorite.
Yeah. No,
Al Michaels. I like Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan's okay. I feel like he's a little over.
James, I think you misunderstood. I don't watch every single goddamn play. I watch the games. I watch what I need to watch and what I need to take in. I don't need every goddamn thing to understand what's going on.
Bro, we're not offensive and defensive coordinators over here. You know, like, we're not studying film like that.
Going that far. I see enough to know what I need to take away. All right.
Hey, we're gonna go in depth one week. How did the black quarterbacks do this week? The first week one of the season, because I saw I meant to talk about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The black quarterbacks were 7-1, I think it was.
Yeah. The first undefeated normally has it. I guess we'll have to bring that with us.
I forgot to mention that. Shout out to all the black quarterbacks, and the black coaches were undefeated as well. Mike Tomlin won the first week. Brian Flores won the first week. I think that's how many black. It's only three.
Yeah.
Right. Who's the third black quarterback?
I don't know. But Collinsworth do be talking too damn much. Yeah, I don't know
black
if I like
coaches. I like his voice.
No, they ain't got to give me shit, Holden. They ain't got to give me shit. I don't need a goddamn break. I'm like FIFO too. Ken 24/7. Bring it. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Oh,
shit. But anyway, all right, and I'll be back Thursday too. Bring the shit.
Oh, David Culley, the Texans won week one. So they were 3-0 week one. The black coaches were 3-0. The quarterbacks were 7-1. Dak lost that first game, but he had a monster game.
And it was winnable.
Yeah, it was. He did his thing. He didn't lose that game.
He didn't lose that game.
Yeah, that team lost. That's what I meant to bring up and ask y'all about. What do y'all think? Did y'all get to check out a piece of that Dallas game?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't see it.
Pollard was the star of that game. Tony Pollard, the supposed backup running back. Well, the question now is, will he become a starter at this point? You know what I'm saying? I know he's going to eat in Zeke's carries.
No. He's not going to become a starter. He's just fast. He's a good change of pace back. He's not every day about every
thunder
down
and lightning.
Yeah,
but he does have nice hands out the backfield too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Ken. I think in the direction and where Paul McCartney. Wow. What the hell's the damn
Mike McCarthy?
In the direction that he's going with this, it might make more sense. The play style fits Tony Pollard more than Zeke now.
It really does.
Damn.
It really does. And it's crazy to say, because I saw Zeke preseason. I loved him on the Hard Knock show. I was like, man, we're going to get a good Zeke this year. I figured they were going to feed him, let him run that ball. And somebody said it on something, how he's leaning forward always. Zeke is a good running back. But once again, it fails to make a true dent.
Mm-hmm.
In the box going into games.
Well, you know who need a trade for? B-more.
Mm.
Nice.
I'll give him 2 third-round picks. Second and a third. Second this year, third round next year.
That won't be
You're
going
to have to give up something higher than that.
Yep.
I'll give you 3 picks.
You're
not going to get a first.
You're going to get a first.
You got to get a first.
Yeah, you got to get a first. And he's worth a first.
Okay, well, you get a first next year.
You get a first now, because what he would add to a team like Baltimore?
Yeah, I know.
Shoot, that's first round worthy all day. Maybe 2 first round
picks. Because he's going to get 25, 30 carries.
Yeah, and he might be worth a couple first round picks. Because he'll be highlighted more, because you don't have those wide outs killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of that pressure off Lamar. That's more important than a wide receiver for Lamar.
100% in this type of offense. Mm-hmm. So
chill vibes, you spot on. Everybody jump to go get him in fantasy. He don't do shit.
Yep,
I sure do. All the goddamn time.
You know what? That's 110% right based off the coordinator and what they do anyway. Because they don't know what they're doing in Dallas. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. Yep. This dude, man, I don't know. At the end of the game, right? So they're running out of the clock. They got a timeout left on the board. They ended up having to kick, I think, a 56-yard field goal to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
They could have ran at least one more play before they had used that timeout. They let the clock just run out and said, well, we were looking at the wrong clock. There's no wrong
clock.
They didn't know how much time was left, and they didn't know situational football. Mike McCarthy almost blew that game.
Yep, trusting Greg the leg after he missed all those kicks and we won.
Right.
So that was a risk. It worked out for him, but
I don't, and like I said, I think he just blew it. He really didn't know how much, he didn't understand the situation.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what was going on. If he had missed that kick, you still be hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same, it's a continuation. I was like, that's Jason Garrett on the sideline. The same thing. It's the same Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Kaylin, yes. China and Evergrande has are in some hot mess over there, and it has impacted the American markets here. So, you know, just waiting to see how everything stabilized. But, yeah, I'm watching the market every day, bro. Every day I'm at my desk. So, and I was hoping some things bounce back today, but they didn't. I managed to liquidate a few positions just so I can be high cash until this thing corrects itself. But yeah, we're going to make it do what it do. So, yeah, I'm watching. I'm watching, bro. But anyway, that's going to do it for us, man. Vivo, you won't be here Thursday, right?
I will not be here Thursday.
Okay.
Hey, man, my birthday tomorrow, man. So as a birthday present to me, man, please have somebody else watch the show with you. Please do that for me. I'd appreciate that very much. Also, hit the like button and subscribe.
Tickalo said somebody unsubscribed to us.
Unsubscribed?
Yeah, he said somebody unsubscribed. Said he was mad at something FIFO said.
That's cool. He also want to fight me, too.
Yeah, he want to throw hands, too. Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, trust me, I'll probably drive away more subs than anybody on the show. but yeah, happy early birthday to Shelton.
Appreciate it.
You know, on the show. And yeah, we'll catch you guys Thursday. We'll be watching the game, and we'll see you guys then. We out. Peace. Peace.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.